At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Would absolutely love if the Buffalo Sabres brought him. I would love to see the Buffalo Sabres go get Lou Lamoriello. He would do it for $100,000. He would do it for $100,000. He would turn that whole ship around. I would shave my face every day if that was able to happen.
Paul Bissonnette and Ryan Whitney there on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sabres search for a senior advisor. Advisor watch. No, it's an advisor advisory.
Advisor advisory. You're right. That's better. Advisor advisory.
Right. Have we not yet elevated the advisor watch to an advisor advisory?
Mm-hmm.
Watch comes first, warning comes. Advisory is the first one.
Advisory, then watch, then warning, and then you're there.
I've had
this take before, though. I think watch and warning should be flipped.
That's right. I think we have gone through this before.
Warning, because once I'm being warned.
Okay.
That should be step two. Step three, it's here.
No.
Now I'm watching.
So here we go.
That's the watch. I'm watching the storm.
First is a watch. A watch is a risk of hazardous weather or hydrologic event.
Hydrologic event.
Well, you know, rain.
You could just say rain. Hydrologic event.
Or
What about
like a flood? Or what about like a mudslide?
That's a hydrologic
or a
event
tsunami.
Too?
Tsunami. These all involve water.
Okay.
Right, anyway, people should have a plan of action in case a storm threatens. They should listen for later information. Advisory is when hazardous weather or hydrologic event is occurring, imminent or likely. And a warning is when it's occurring, imminent or likely. So people in the path of the storm take protective action. In the case of an advisory, less serious conditions than warnings. Mm-hmm. Significant inconvenience if cautions not exercised could lead to situations. So I don't know where we are. Let's just call it the advisor advisory.
It's the advisor advisory. All right, fine. They're going to hire Peter Chiarelli to be the senior. You saying that name earlier today, like, who are they going to hire someone that's going to be the next GM? That's my question.
If I may.
Is whoever they hire going to be the next GM if Adams were to be fired after a year? Some of those guys won't. Like, I think if Rick Dudley were the guy, Rick Dudley's like 80 years old or almost 80. Is he going to be the GM at that? I guess he could.
Yeah.
I guess he could. I mean, Lou Lamoriello was just the GM of the Islanders, and he's in his 80s. So, but I don't know, like, if like a guy like Chiarelli or someone that's in their, like, early 60s or late 50s that's done the job before. If they hired someone like that, I'm thinking, okay, 1 year, and if this doesn't go well, Adams gets fired, and then this guy who's already in the organization is now going to run it. Fair?
Yeah. Well, at the risk of stealing from the Belichick conversation, this all to me reminds me of when people would say, what about Belichick for Bill's defensive coordinator? Like, what? You're going to get a guy that used to run franchises and be the boss, come in and just be an advisor and put his name on it, but not run the team? I mean, that just doesn't really happen that often where guys drop down the board. But it does. But in this case, you're jumping in with a GM in his sixth season and a head coach that is returning, and it's just, what am I going to do here? What do you want me to do? You want me to talk about, I don't know, advise the GM, I guess. Anyway, we get a call on that if you want to. There's an announcement from Peacock. So maybe we knew this, maybe we didn't. Peacock holiday exclusive.
Is this the holiday touchdown thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Peacock will be announcing an exclusive game week 17 in prime time. So Christmas is on a Thursday. Streaming live that Saturday night, Peacock gets a game. The Peacock holiday exclusive. It will be selected from a pool of key Week 17 matchups. So this game is likely not to be announced. This is, remember, this happens a lot where we get to the Saturday before the final week, and it's three of these five games will be flexed into spots.
Yep.
I think that Peacock will be choosing a game here. We're excited to present the Week 17 Peacock holiday exclusive in a Saturday night showcase. Blah, blah, blah. Sunday Night Football's on NBC one night later, so they'll have a pair of games Saturday, Sunday, and they will be picking a game from the Week 17 matchups for an exclusive only on Peacock game. You may remember Bills Chargers was a Peacock exclusive, the first ever.
Yep.
That was Week 16.
Remember that.
In 2023. And then Chiefs Dolphins was a Peacock exclusive playoff game.
Right. That was the Chiefs and the Dolphins?
Yeah. The really cold game, January 2024.
Yep.
So there you go. That's the update from Peacock.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't think we'll know that one.
No, that's just...
We'll know, like, maybe what the options will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Ben in Tonawanda's up. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so when you guys were talking about that Dorsey era of the Bills, you reminded me that Broncos game might have been my least favorite regular season game of the entire Allen era. And the reason is this. I have had season tickets for a few years, and it's great because I get to bring people every once in a while. And so if you guys recall, the Broncos had gotten beat by the Dolphins like 70-20, like 2 weeks before that game.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, all right, this will be a good game to bring my 15-year-old sister to. The game unfolds the way that it unfolds. My seats are all the way up at the top of the stadium. So when the Broncos started that last drive, I said, let's go down. We'll wait in the concourse, watching the TV, see what happens. So Russ throws that long ball, and Teron Johnson commits the pass interference. And so I say, all right, let's get out of here. We're walking through the parking lot outside of the stadium, and I assumed that we were going to lose because they were going to kick a field goal. And I see a few guys, a few grown men huddled around some guy with a cell phone. So I walk over there because I assume maybe something's happening. Maybe God himself is intervening with the game. And so I look, and we're all watching, you know, the field goal get lined up. He misses it. And we hear, before that happened, we heard the whole stadium explode. And then, you know, on the screen, it misses. So I'm standing in the Bills parking lot with four grown men, all of whom are 2 to 3 times my age, hugging and jumping up and down like we're a bunch of little kids. My 15-year-old sister is watching this happen. And then we all realized that a flag had been thrown and we lost. And so not only did I have to live with the embarrassment of that, but the cherry on top was on the walk back to my car, I lost my favorite vintage Bills hat that was on top of my head. Oh. Had fallen off at some point, and I didn't realize it, and all of which I blamed on Ken Dorsey. So I was elated the next day when he was fired.
Yeah.
So that's all I got, but thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Ben. The last two Bills offensive coordinators to be fired, it's Dorsey, and is it all the way back to Greg Roman in-season firing? Because both got fired in a game where, like, the defense lost.
Yeah, that's right. But there was the Dorsey one, there was a long buildup.
For sure.
There was a long buildup to it. Even in that game, I mean, They had 15 points with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, like that's
like it's not like they were great that day.
No, that's not okay. That's not okay with Josh Allen.
I'm watching back some of those highlights real quick. There were some turnovers. Gabe Davis fumbled.
Gabe had a drop. It went out of his hands and into an picked off right out of the air.
And then he had another fumble.
He had a fumble also. Okay.
Yeah, James Cook
fumbled on the game's first play.
Yep. James Cook also fumbled back to himself and went for like 40 yards. Remember that one?
I don't.
It got punched out, and the ball popped right back up to him, and he kept running for like another 20 yards. Nice. So maybe they got a little lucky on that one. That story is the opposite of my Vikings Bill story, where I left thinking they had won and heard the stadium explode, not knowing what it was, and we all huddled around someone's phone to watch them lose to Minnesota somehow.
Yep.
So
I have a similar Vikings story where I'm outside watching, and they made the stop on fourth down. Okay, it must be over, and I left.
Same.
What? Why are they in overtime?
Right.
It kind of gets to that
point. Why are they desperately trying to drive down the field to tie the football game, which they did do, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. It is to the point where they only lose when an unbelievable number of things go wrong.
That was a Sunday 1 o'clock game, wasn't it?
Mm.
Minnesota? It's daylight.
It is daylight. I think it is Sunday.
It'd be tough to be that late
in
the game if it was a 4 o'clock game. And have it still be bright out. I think it must have been a 1 o'clock game. It had to have been.
It was
4 o'clock games. No time of the year, I bet, a 4 o'clock game is still that bright at night.
Right, because it was November 13th. So for it to still be light out, it had
got
to
be one.
Yeah.
How many ones are they going to get this year?
Over under 2.5.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I took
home games 1 o'clock. Over under 2.5. Full schedule.
Yeah, because on the road they're going to play. How many are they going to play on the road?
They could play
Cleveland
20.
Could easily be a road game.
Pittsburgh could be. Atlanta could be. The Dolphins could
Atlanta,
be.
Atlanta.
Patriots, Jets. I mean, every
road game.
Every road game could be 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Which doesn't help the Bills fan that loves the 1 o'clock tailgate at the stadium if they're all on the road and none of them are at home, or almost none of them.
Bills posted a video of their new stadium. The first seats have been installed.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. You can sit.
Yeah.
Before it was just, precast concrete, the first seats have been installed. You get a look inside there pretty soon. More tours, more all that. Seats.
I guess I'm not really thinking about the stadium closing at all with the schedule release.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just totally tuned out to, like, what's their last game going to be? Like, whatever.
You don't care?
Because it'll be the end of the stadium one way or another. And another part of it is I cannot imagine they don't win the division. Can anybody? Like, last year, I picked them to win the division. I could have imagined them not winning it, though. This year, I think that's part of it. Like, I would be stunned if their last regular season home game was the last game at that stadium.
Right, right. I would agree with that.
What would have to happen? I mean, Drake May would have to become Josh. Or some version, like 80% of Josh.
Well,
maybe.
Hold on. You say Drake May has to become Josh. One of the Bills' division wins, they finished tied with Miami and got it on tiebreakers.
Uh-huh.
And Tua...
But we just talked about that season. Dorsey, everything went wrong in the middle of that season.
The point I'm making is only that Tua didn't become Josh to tie them in the... what could happen? Things mm-hmm. don't go as well for the Bills. A couple of injuries here, there, key injuries... You know, the defense doesn't come around. The Bills, to win their division, are minus 250, and they are the biggest favorites in the NFL to win their division. The Chiefs are the next closest at minus 130. So twice as likely mm-hmm. as the next most likely team to win the division, the Bills.
Would May, though, have to put up even with that? So that year, that's the year Tua stays healthy all the way through.
Yep.
I mean, he throws for 4,600 yards. Like... May would have to have a year.
Well, one way...
And it doesn't just have to be him. I mean, it could be Tua again, I think May is more likely.
The only other thing that has to happen, again, like you have to remember the non-balanced schedule. Let's say the Bills beat them twice.
And
if the Bills beat them twice, the three games different are very different.
New England schedule.
They get the Giants. The Bills get the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots get the Raiders, mm-hmm. and the Bills get the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's big differences on the schedule. It's funny how, as we're talking about, how could they lose the division? We both go to New England. The odds,
that's for me. Yeah.
Well, sure. The odds in the division, New England's plus 700. The Dolphins are plus 475. We're just not considering the Dolphins.
I don't see it. I don't see the path. Like... I guess I'm not stunned by that the odds would be better for Miami than they are for New England. Their offseason they've had hasn't been great, at least in terms of the piece they lost. I think a lot of people like their draft, though.
Yep.
I don't think that quarterback's going to play 17 games. The odds are against it. He's done it once in 5 years. And even when he's played recently, it's been okay, but maybe not phenomenal.
Well, we did an exercise last week where I said, find 10 wins for the Patriots.
And I got there easily.
You got there kind of easy.
I got there easily.
The schedule's not difficult. You want to try and find 10 wins for Miami?
Should the NFL be doing that a different way? Like just lining it up against your standings? Why not do a Champions League draw for who you're going to play across your division? We're going to randomize it. And you could have the show on NFL Network if you want. The schedule drawing more than just like we're going to announce the schedule. Yeah. Hey, Bills, here's the... The AFC East pot, how would you do it? Here's the Bills pot, and you're going to grab one of the four NFC East teams. Okay, Bills, you get Giants.
Yeah, you would eliminate the rotation is what you would
do. You eliminate the rotation, you would just randomize it.
Yeah.
And then you could have a show with ping pong balls or whatever you want.
Let's do a very quick Dolphins. See if you find 10 here. Josh, hit us with some NFL music. You found 10 for New England, and you didn't work hard.
No.
Can you find 10 for Miami, okay?
Okay.
Not going to give them one against the Bills.
No.
Jets.
I'll give them one.
One. Patriots.
I'll give them one.
Okay. Atlanta.
Where is it?
At Atlanta.
When?
Carolina.
When?
Cleveland.
When?
Indy.
Where is it?
At Indy.
Indy.
Wow. You're back.
I'm a Richardson guy. Richardson.
You are taking a page from Howard and getting yourself to the result rather than picking honestly.
I learned from the master.
You are not picking honestly.
I like Anthony Richardson.
You just gave them wins in Carolina, Cleveland, and Atlanta.
Higher yards per attempt than Patrick Mahomes last season. Just saying.
Okay. Well, trust me. It was coming back to earth here. Baltimore.
Lost.
Cincinnati.
Lost.
New Orleans.
Win.
Six. Bucks.
Loss.
Chargers.
Where is it?
Home.
Miami.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Steelers.
Dolphins.
Eight.
That was eight?
That's eight.
Did you include the division ones? I felt like more than eight.
You only gave me two division games.
Right. Okay.
Two divisions.
So eight. Eight and nine.
What'd you say? Did you give me Atlanta? Atlanta.
Yeah.
Carolina, Cleveland. You didn't give me Indy.
No, but I gave you the Chargers.
Saints, Chargers, Steelers. 8-9.
All right. That's probably not even close to where the Bills will be.
No.
It's probably a 3-4 game lead over Miami.
Barring a catastrophic
meltdown.
Listen, there are two scenarios where the Bills could not have a good season. One is, of course, the catastrophic injury that won't even speak into the universe.
I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
The other is a series of injuries that just, you know, limit them. Because even though Josh is amazing, certain injuries would limit his ability, their ability to do what they need to do. You know, you lose Dawkins, I'd be worried. They might be able to patch together. You lose Dawkins and Brown. You lose McGovern and Brown. They
really have faced no injuries on the offensive side of the football for how long?
Well, that depends. Kincaid was playing hurt, and Coleman
got hurt. But like what you're talking
about,
where a series of guys are all out. Yeah, like, right. That happened on defense.
Yep.
2 years ago.
Multiple years.
And multiple years, right. A stretch of time on offense where you got four guys out. I mean, their line hasn't been hurt in 2 years. Anybody. Spencer Brown missed one game in the last 2 years. Is that the extent of their line injuries?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
That's crazy. And the receivers, I mean, Gabe, right? Gabe Davis missed a couple games a couple different times. But you never had a stretch with Allen that I can remember where, oh, yeah, four guys are out. Two linemen, two receivers, and a tight end are all missing. It's always been one or the other. In defense, you've had times where, like, oh, you have no linebackers and no corner. Congratulations. Go ahead. Be the Chiefs.
I have it in my notes. I forgot to do this to this point, but have you guys seen Back to the Future?
No.
No. Yes for you, Josh?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
I
and yes.
Seen it.
Okay. All right. Just
because?
Why did it come to mind? Because yesterday on the group chat when we were texting and I was in my head, Shane Lowry was going to win me a new driver. I was thinking about, as he started to give that lead back to Sepp Straka, the pictures of the family disappearing. Like the driver was just slowly disappearing and I was me smiling with my new driver. If Shane Lowry had won, I disappeared from the picture. Like Marty McFly's family.
I know the meme.
Okay.
I didn't know it was really, from that. It would have made sense, though.
That's a meme 30 years before memes showed up, and it's an all-timer. An image that's perfectly done is he's looking at the picture, and his family members are going away.
OG meme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like isn't that what all memes are? They're just old things brought back to life.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much true, yeah, I feel like.
You know what? Memes are basically caption this photo with something else.
I think if you look up meme,
or it's a photo that describes a situation. You don't even have to caption it. It's just like,
sure,
you know what it is.
What's the meme for today's NBC announcement that it's Cowboys Eagles? Like, thanks. Good job.
Yeah, there's like 75 of those. Just like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
The Larry David,
Yeah. Major NFL announcement. Okay.
Major NFL announcement.
What is funny. It? The Cowboys are playing in Philly. Okay. Thanks.
How good are the Cowboys going to be this year? What's the line in that game? The
Cowboys are going to be good this year.
What's the line?
Actually, I shouldn't say that. Their coach is very much an unknown. Right? Is their coach going to be good?
Schottenheimer?
Yeah. He's never been a good offensive coordinator.
Doesn't really inspire any confidence in me.
No, not at all.
Not in me. Right. I've never been impressed. How long has he been a coordinator? And I can't ever remember thinking, wow, that dude's running a show right there. Like one of the best offenses in the league. And I feel like he's been a coordinator for a decade. There is a line, by the way, already on that game. The Eagles at home, they are favored by 6.5 over Dallas.
Okay.
So definitely expected to be the better team. I mean, Dallas might be good and still very easily finish third in their division. It's going to be a good division.
Yeah.
Right? The Giants, I listened to some... Was it Sam Monson? I don't remember who I was listening to. But, it was the Ringer NFL guys. That the Giants, don't be surprised, like they might have the best defense in football this year. They might win a lot of games 17-10. Their line is incredible. They've got like a hole in their secondary maybe, but the front seven is going to be awesome. And there's a safety they like, so I don't know if they'll be able to score because they're going to have Russell Wilson probably start the season. But... And that's by far the fourth team. Fourth team might be elite on defense. So that division, I think, is going to be loaded.
They're going to throw to they're going to throw to Malik Nabers all day.
90 times a game.
Yeah.
If you're a Malik Nabers, what's best for Nabers, who do you want as their quarterback?
Winston.
I forgot he was even there. I honestly completely forgot he was there. That's
maybe,
right.
Maybe Jackson Dart. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It's schedule leak Monday.
It's
schedule release week.
Yes.
Yeah. We're hanging out. Enjoy it. It's beautiful out there, like 80. 80 today.
Everyone's freaking out because I've never seen Back to the Future. This was a known thing.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Back to the Future, what year did it come out? 1988?
1986? Ooh, I thought it had early
80s. No, I think it's 80...
85.
85, okay. Yo, that makes sense.
How many Back to the Futures are there?
There are three. Unless there's a fourth one.
There is a fourth.
There's a fourth? What's the fourth
one? Unless it's an unofficial...
It's got to be. The trilogy...
No, it's... There's a trailer for a... Is this coming out this year, or is this fake? Tom Holland in Back to the Future 4? Yeah, this has got to be fake.
IMDb.com says, is it real?
I got by the internet?
Maybe.
I think I got by the internet. There's no way Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. and Michael J. Fox are starring in Back to the Future 4, we're saying?
I mean, I don't want to say there's no way. Every single thing gets rebooted.
That's true. Yep.
Back to the Future 3... I mean, real bad? Really bad?
I don't know.
The Back to the Future franchise was, the first one is, of course, like, all-timer. Second one has memorable stuff and is kind of weird. And three is just, the world forgot about it. Everybody saw it once and said, like, see you later.
I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 79.
Really?
Which is pretty good.
They turn a train into a time machine.
You should love that.
And you know what? You're right about that.
Come on. That's right up your alley. It's Back to the Future with trains?
I mean...
What are we doing? You should be watching it today.
Everybody knows that Dr. Emmett Brown thought that wide receivers were not a worthy investment, though, Joe. We'll get a break in. 803-0550. Golf card. Go to WGR. Go to getmyperks.com. That's where you go.
Yep.
Getmyperks.com. And at the website, you'll see like a where to go to. You drop down to Buffalo, and what do you see? You see the WGR VIP golf card. That's right. Lots of stuff for $129. What is it? You're going to get 61% off the price of all these things. But it's a gift certificate to Rick Zurek Golf. 18 holes with cart at Diamond Hawk. 18 holes at Shamrock Hills with cart. Golf Dojo, an hour there. Attica's 10th hole, 18 with a cart. Encore Golf, dozen Vero X1 golf balls. Bobolink, 18 holes. And Destroyer Park Golf Course, which is park golf, which is kind of a cool, fun thing. 18 holes there as well. That's all at getmyperks.com. Get them before they sell out. Get your $300+ in value for $129 at getmyperks.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.